fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! Hey, Silver! Hooray!
Dirk Hale chuckled as he pushed two equal stacks of gold coins towards Slim Williams and Shorty Davis, who sat in his office in back of the Wild Horse Cafe in Smithville.
There's your take, boys.
All right.
Not as much as I thought it would be, but you handled the job well.
Well, you better lay off rustling for a while. People are getting too riled up about it.
I'm going to start prospecting until things cool off. There's been a lot of gold strikes around here lately.
Yeah. Say, old Pete Johnson's claims really begin to pay off.
Pete Johnson's claim?
Yeah. I was talking to a man yesterday. He said old Pete was due to be a rich man.
My hunch was right, then.
Your hunch?
Pete Johnson borrowed $5,000 from me. Gave me the deed to his land as security.
Well, you won't get it. You'll be able to pay off the note.
I don't think so.
Why not?
It's due today. You'll probably want to pay some of it off and renew the rest. But I'm going to call for all of it or foreclose.
But maybe he'll pay it off.
He's renewed it twice. I was always very agreeable before.
You could just get your hands on that gold claim.
Put that money away. Come in.
Hello, Dirk.
Well, Pete, we were just talking about you.
Hello, boy.
How are you, Pete?
Hi, Pete.
I suppose you thought I'd forgotten about the note that's due today.
No, Pete, I was sure you'd remember. Have a chair.
Please, thank you.
Oh, you better go, Shorty.
Oh, don't go on account of me, boys. I think I'll kind of enjoy having an audience when I pay off this note.
Did you say you're going to pay it off? You mean you don't want to renew it?
I got the whole $5,000 with me, Dirk. This time I didn't stop downstairs at your gambling table, so I got it all right here.
Well, now, Pete, this is rather a surprise. I thought you'd want to renew it. You must have struck it rich.
I did. I hit a rich vein. You'd better watch out, Dirk. I'll be richer than you one of these days, and you'll be borrowing from me.
Pete, I was so sure you were going to renew that note, but I didn't get your deed and the note out of the bank today.
Oh, that's all right. You just give me the receipt for the money and specify what it's for. I'll come in and get the deed tomorrow.
That'll be safe enough.
When'd you make the big strike, Pete?
About a week ago. Oh, I've been getting gold out of that claim all the time, but nothing to what I've been pulling out of it lately.
You sure are lucky.
Well, I've been trying for a good many years. I was bound to hit it sooner or later.
Hey, Pete. Here's a receipt.
Thanks, Dirk. That sure load off my mind. Well, boys, I'll be seeing you around.
Good luck, Pete.
You're going to stay in town and celebrate?
Not tonight. Anyway, Dirk's got all my money. I'm going home and cook my supper now. Goodbye, boys.
Goodbye, Pete.
Well, that was short and sweet. Your scheme didn't work, did it, Dirk?
Not exactly.
What do you mean, not exactly?
It's not too late, if you'll help me.
Boys.
Here's our chance for a fortune.
Huh?
If you'll play along with me, we'll split three ways.
Sure, Dirk.
Follow Pete home. He'll be all alone in this cabin. It's a long way out of town.
Then what?
Get that receipt I gave him. Then?
What?
See that Pete disappears.
Disappears? You mean...
You know what I mean.
Nah, that's too dangerous.
If there are any questions, I'll say we're both back here in my office all evening. Go out the back way.
Come in, come in. Hey, Slim, Shorty. What are you doing out here?
Came to pay you a little visit.
Yeah, and when we leave, we'd like a certain piece of paper.
What?
Yeah. Hand it over, Pete. The receipt for that $5,000.
Wait, I ain't got it.
Quit hedging. We want it now.
But I sent it away before I left town.
You see this gun? I give you 30 seconds to hand that paper over.
I can't, I tell you.
Don't pull that gun! No!
Shouldn't have shot him till we got that paper.
He was drawing on me, wasn't he?
He's dead.
We'll take care of him later. Come on, help me find that paper. Here's the box on this shelf.
Remember what it looked like?
Yeah. Let's see here. Hey, what's this?
What?
It's a letter. It's from Cinderella. Pete has a son.
A son? Why, he never
mentioned... Listen to this. Dear Father... I'm glad your mind is really a good one, but you can't blame me for wanting to be sure this time. Been so many false alarms all through the years. I'll keep my job until you're positive it's a real strike. You don't have to send me the receipt for your canceled note as you suggested. Just tell me when you've paid it, and I'll get the first stage out of Centerville. Love, Bobby.
Then maybe he did send the receipt. It ain't here anywhere. Remember we saw him come out of the post office before he left town?
Let's get rid of Pete's body and see what Dirk has to say.
Did you look through all the papers?
Wasn't a sign of the receipt anywhere.
Pete never told me he had a son.
Well, he has, and he's coming on the stage from Centerville.
We have to stop him.
Stop him?
Stage from Centerville comes once a week, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's just a small one.
You'll meet it halfway here. If Bobby Johnson is on it, take him off.
What'll we do with him?
He'll probably be carrying the receipt with him. Bring him to the cabin behind Red Bluff. I'll meet you there.
If he ain't on the stage?
And ride back here. We'll wait a week, then meet the next one. We've gone too far with this to stop now.
Two weeks later, the stage from Centerville rattled over the bumpy road. There were only two passengers inside it, a young girl and an Indian. Suddenly, two riders galloped up from behind some rocks.
Come up there, you!
Look at those men. Do you think this is a holdup?
Them bad. Me know. Now you not talk.
Why are you getting your gun ready?
Me not know what them want.
I hope they're not holdup men.
Any young boy with you this trip?
No.
I'll see for myself.
Come on.
In there? No, just a girl and an Indian. You ain't seen nothing of a boy from Centerville by the name of Bobby Johnson, have you?
No. No boy get on in Centerville.
In here. All right, driver, go on.
Get there!
No, them not hold up, men.
They look so ugly.
Wonder why them want boy.
They said his name is Bobby Johnson. I'm Bobby Johnson. Oh, I was so frightened.
You? What? You girl?
I'm a girl, but my name is Barbara. My father always called me by my nickname, Bobby.
Then look for you.
Maybe I should have gone with them. They Maybe my father sent them to meet me, but he wouldn't have told them I was a boy.
Who your father?
My father is Pete Johnson in Smithville. He has a gold claim there and sent for me.
Oh, why, your father, old friend.
You know him?
Ah, but him not in Smithville. Him gone.
Gone? But it can't be.
Him disappear. Other man have gold claim now.
But he sent me this letter telling me to come. See? And this receipt showing he paid off the note on his gold claim.
Maybe them men know why him disappear. That's why them want you.
What shall I do? I don't know anyone in Smithville. My father isn't there, and these men find out who I am.
Now, you not tell your name. You go to hotel. Me bring friend of your father there tonight.
I'll be waiting in the lobby for you. I'll register under another name.
Here's Indian Rock. This where you want to get off, Injun?
This place.
Oh, there.
Goodbye. Thank you for helping me.
Adios.
Get up there.
As the stage disappeared over the hill, the Lone Ranger and Dan rode out from behind the big rock, leading Tonto's horse.
Oh, sir. Hi, Kemosabe.
Hi, Tonto.
How? Did you have a nice trip, Tonto?
Well, two men stopped stage from way back.
You mean they held it up?
Steady, Scout. Steady, fella. No, them not rob it. Them look for boy name of Bobby Johnson. Girl on stage, tell me that her name.
You ready, Tonto?
Me ready.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Come on, Victor.
Is she related to Pete Johnson?
Girl, his daughter. Her have letter her father send with receipt for money that pay off loan on gold claim.
So Pete Johnson did pay his debt to Dirk Hale.
That's what you suspected when Pete disappeared.
Does the girl know her father won't be in Smithville?
Me tell her. Girl, meet us in hotel lobby tonight. Or stay in hotel under other name.
I hope she'll trust us.
Maybe her father told her about the time you helped him. She'll know then that you're her friend.
I'm glad nobody knows who she is.
Couldn't she get the gold claim by just showing the receipt?
Yes, but that wouldn't clear up the mystery of her father's disappearance, and she'd be in danger. If Dirk Hale killed her father, we want proof of it. If Pete told her about me, perhaps she'll trust us. Come on, let's get to camp. Come on, Silver.
Come on, Victor.
Later that evening, Tonto led Barbara away from the hotel toward the outskirts of town.
The moon's so bright tonight, but I don't see anybody.
Well, him wait over there in shadows.
Maybe I should have stayed in the hotel.
Oh, you talk first.
I don't think you're frightened, Barbara. Your father was my friend.
Your mask. Just like the man my father talked about.
And this is Dan Reed.
Hello.
You're just a boy.
Now, we must hurry. Otto told you your father disappeared.
Yes. What shall I do? He said you'd help me.
Do you have the receipt for the note your father paid Dirk Hale?
Yes, I have it.
You could claim his property. That wouldn't solve the mystery of your father's disappearance.
That's much more important to me than the money.
I thought you'd feel that way.
Dad always was good to me, but we were poor. He struggled so hard to get enough money. And now when he did strike it rich, he...
If you'll work with me, we'll find out who did this.
I will.
Good. Now, I want you to get a job in Dirk's cafe. It may not be pleasant, but you may be able to get some information that way.
Well, I can sing. That's how I've earned my living.
Fine. Get all the information you can about Dirk. In the meantime, I'm sending Dan to Centerville on the next stage. If it's stopped by the same men who stopped your stage today, looking for a boy, Dan will say he is Bobby Johnson.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
continue our story. Barbara tried hard to conceal her excitement as she knocked on the door of Dirk Hale's office the next morning. The office was at the end of a long hall at the back of a cafe.
Come in.
Are you Mr. Hale?
Yes. Come in.
But I'm Dirk to anybody as pretty as you. Won't you sit down?
Thank you. My name is Barbara Jones. I just got to town yesterday, and I thought maybe you could use a singer in your cafe.
Well, you can sing as pretty as you look. Maybe we can do business. You're not exactly the type of girl we have with us now.
I've earned my living singing, and I really need the work.
You got a family here?
No, I'm alone.
I see. We got about four entertainers now, but you're kind of different. I give them room and board and salary. You'll make more with the tips.
I'll take anything if you'll hire me.
Where's your package?
It's at the hotel.
Well, go get it.
All right.
Entertainers' rooms are upstairs. You can move right in.
But don't you want to hear me sing?
Listen, lady, if you can just carry a tune, it'll be all right. The boys aren't too particular.
Then you mean I'm hired?
I sure do.
You busy, Dirk?
Oh, hello, Shorty.
Oh, I'm just leaving.
Come in, Shorty. Hello, Slim.
Hello.
This is Barbara Jones. She's a new entertainer.
Howdy, ma'am.
Howdy.
How do you do? I'll be back later, Mr. Hale. And thanks a lot.
The pleasure's all mine, ma'am. See you later. Good looker, isn't she, boys?
Hey, that girl was on the stage yesterday when we stopped it looking for Bobby Johnson.
You think it's safe her seeing us here?
It wasn't a holdup. She probably thought you were meeting somebody.
Well, I don't like it.
Did the stage driver report it?
We ain't heard nothing about it.
Well, you see, if he didn't think anything of it, why should she?
We were just thinking, boss. There's a stage leaving for Centerville this afternoon. Why don't I go on it and look for this Bobby Johnson over there?
Might not be a bad idea.
I'd get there in time to catch the next one that leaves Centerville for here. Won't be another one for a week. If he's on it, so much the better. Shorty can meet it at the regular place. If I'm inside it with a kid, it'll be that much simpler.
Shorty, go shut the door.
Sure.
The girl left it open when she went out. Someone might come down the hall and hear us. I'll give you some money, Slim. You should have done this in the first place. You catch a stage for Centerville this afternoon. If you get the boy, bring him to the cabin on Hollow Creek. I'll meet you there.
That afternoon, Tonto, Dan, and the Lone Ranger stopped their horses at the edge of town.
You better go on alone from here. I'll have to stay in Centerville overnight, Dan, and take the stage back here the next day.
I will.
Remember your new name, Bobby Johnson. And if they take you off the stage, pretend you think your father sent them to meet you. Don't act frightened.
No, I won't.
Tonto and I will follow the stage here from the halfway point. So if you go with them, you'll know we're right behind you.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be dangerous, Dan. But I don't think Dirk Hale will do anything to you until he gets a receipt for that note. He'll want to make sure you have it beforehand.
As long as you and Tonto are around, I won't be afraid.
Goodbye, Dan, and good luck. Tonto will take you to the stage and bring your horse back. Adios.
Adios, sir. Come on, Victor.
Get him up, Scout.
All right. Come on, Silver.
As Tonto and Dan walked into the waiting room, Barbara Johnson rushed up to them.
Oh, I was so afraid you wouldn't get here. Dan, you can't go on that stage.
Why not?
I got a job with Dirk Hale. Afterwards, I listened outside his door. The men who stopped my stage yesterday came in. They're after me, and Dirk Hale is head of it all. One of them is planning to take the stage to Centerville today, so he'll know you're not Bobby Johnson.
Him come down street now. Dan, you hide.
All right, I'll duck behind this building.
Oh, dear, what should we do?
You come out, talk to him.
What are you going to do, Tonto?
Maybe him not take stage.
It's almost time for the stage to leave.
You talk to him, outside here.
Well, howdy, ma'am.
Oh, You're the man I met in Mr. Hale's office this morning.
You ain't planning to take the stage, are you?
No, I was just seeing about some baggage.
Well, I thought maybe I'd have... Hey!
Hey, that Indian stole my gun right out of my holster. Stop, you thieving redskin!
Get him out.
Hey, mister, let me take your horse for a minute. I'll tell you.
Sure, go ahead.
Stay put up.
But that was quick work. He'll never catch Tonto.
We're all ready to go. Get in.
Goodbye, Dan. And good luck.
Goodbye.
Get up there! Get up!
Slim, I thought you went to Centerville.
I missed the stage.
You missed it? Well, for the love of...
That fool Indian grabbed my gun in front of the station. Chased him for about 2 miles and almost caught him. Threw down the gun and disappeared. The time I got back, the stage has left. I was talking to that new entertainer you hired this morning.
What was she doing there?
Well, she said something about baggage. Hey, that Indian. He was on the stage with her yesterday.
The Indian who stole your gun?
Yeah. You suppose she had anything to do with it?
I don't know why she'd want to keep you from going to Centerville. Maybe I'd better find out more about it. Room with Molly. I'll tell Molly to look through her belongings when she isn't around. I might learn something interesting. You never can tell.
Shorty and I'll meet the stage from Centerville at the same place Wednesday. Maybe we'll have better luck this time.
Barbara sat in her room above the cafe. The past week had been a trying one, and she bit her lip nervously as she wondered anxiously about Dan, who was returning from Centerville that day. Suddenly, her door opened. Dirk Hale entered. In his hand, he held a letter.
I didn't hear you knock.
I didn't knock. There's a horse waiting for you outside. You're coming with me.
With you? Where?
I'm going to take you to your father.
My father?
You're very careful about keeping your belongings locked up. Took a whole week to find out who you were, Bobby Johnson.
Why, how did you know?
You left the room for a moment this noon without locking your bag. Just long enough for this letter to be taken out of it. It's addressed to Miss Barbara Johnson, and it begins with, "Dear Bobby." It's signed Pete Johnson.
You had no right to go.
Where's the receipt I gave your father?
It isn't here. I gave it to a friend of mine.
The Indian who came from Centerville with you?
How did you know?
I'm not going to take your word for it. You'll sit there quiet until I make a thorough search of this room. If it isn't here, you're coming with me. Maybe that Indian will bring you the receipt in answer to a message.
It isn't here.
Whether it's here or not, you're going with me. Some friends of mine will be waiting. They're meeting a stage right now. But they won't find Bobby Johnson until I take her to them in person.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto had met the Centerville stage at the halfway point, and keeping out of sight, trailed it. As they topped a hill, Tonto reined up his horse.
Oh, Scott.
Oh, sir.
Down there in Valley, Kemosabe. That's where them stopped stage afore.
That's where they're stopping it today. See those two men coming out on the trail?
Ah.
They're stopping the stage. Hope they don't harm Dan.
Them lead horse for him to ride.
Yes, I see it. There. He's getting out of the stage and going with them.
Then maybe go to hideout.
We'll soon find out.
Come on, Silver! Come up, Scout!
Darkness was falling as Dirk Hale stopped his horse in front of a small cabin well hidden from the trail. Barbara, white with fright, sat rigidly on her horse.
Easy. Looks as if we'll have time for some coffee before my friends get here. Come on, get off that horse. Do I have to help you?
Steady. I don't need your help.
You made a bad mistake trying to spy on me.
You said you were taking me to my father. Is he in here?
Let's go in and find out. You'll have time to write that message to your Indian friend. When my boys get here, they can take it to him.
There's nobody here. Where is my father?
I light a lamp. Your father isn't exactly in the cabin.
What do you mean?
Sit down.
All right.
There's a pencil and paper. Tell that Indian to bring the receipt here. Slim will be glad to show him the way when he delivers the note. Then I'll tell you where your father is.
I'll do it. There. There's your note.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, you see, to tell you the truth, your father's behind this cabin. Buried there.
You killed him. Yeah,
here come the boys now. Won't they be surprised?
Yeah, you got here before we did. You got him, boss. You got Bobby Johnson. Get in there. He's on the stage. Hey, what's he doing here?
You got Bobby Johnson.
You said you were taking me to my father.
You blundering fools. He's not Bobby Johnson at all.
I'm the one you want. Don't hurt him. You made a mistake. Let him go.
Well, whoever he is, we ain't letting him go. It's just too bad for him.
Take it easy, Shorty. Who are you?
Johnson's a common name. There could be more than one.
There's something funny about all this. You're right, Shorty. We'll have to take care of both of them.
Hold up. Hey, all of you.
Where did you go?
I'll reach for that gun.
No.
Get their guns,
Tonto. I'm so glad you got here. I found out about my father. He's buried back of his cabin.
Dirk, why'd you tell her?
So it was murder as well as robbery, Dirk. I'm sorry, Barbara. Help Tonto tie their hands, Dan. But take them back to the sheriff in Smithville.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.